Kill! 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 I'm Colonel Buford G. Thaddeus Beauregard of the Confederate Subgenius Axis, and I just want to leave you tonight by saying, praise Bob!
So gratifying to hear such fine Southern subgenius flesh ranting and praising Bob in his name. I got another administrative detail I got to take care of. I got a local boy from local area, John Ogan from Erie. Where are you? I got him. Son, I need you to navigate. Okay, I busted into the process here. We're going to get somebody else up here to do some damage to you. I'll be back with you in a little while.
I didn't hear what was said. That's pretty harsh. Groovy G. Now, what are you actually just really loud on a loudspeaker said that these people were going to kill one human a day from now till X day, and they all agreed and shouted, kill, kill, kill.
Reverend.
Teresa, I think we probably should call the sheriff at this point.
I'm a little worried because I'm greatly embarrassed and deeply humiliated that due to unforeseen circumstances beyond my control, the inner workings and hidden mechanisms within my chronometer are such in accord with the great side rule movement in which time is generally reckoned. But without being too far from the truth, I would guess that there's not very much time left until daylight ends. We need our first volunteer for that execution.
Me!
All right, we have a volunteer. Reverend Groovy, we have your first volunteer. We just hope that when you do the ceremonies that you make sure it's up here and we actually have the videotape running. You go ahead and get your last supper and everything.
Get late.
Lord, yay, Lord, my friends, I hope that you fully appreciate the fact that when he came back, he took one look around and said, shit, if I don't go to work for Bob, I'm in big trouble. It's going to happen all over again. So, praise the Lord.
All right. I don't have a rant for you. Just have, what's all this fake fucking money? This should be real. This should be real money up here. Anyway, first, are you registered?
Yes.
Okay. If you're not registered, registration is tomorrow from 11 to 4. You must be registered or we will kill you. Here's what we do have some events tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the way, is July 5th, 1998. However, we do not celebrate X Day until Sunday. Now you're saying, well, why? Well, because the real X Day, oh, there you go. The real X Day will be on Sunday. So 7 a.m. Mass is not tomorrow. It is Sunday. So, which will be the real X Day next year. It's a little bit tricky, but anyway. But tomorrow, here's what's going on. You could join me and Dr. Legume tomorrow at 1 o'clock, around 1 o'clock, for the naked baptismal baptisms by me and Legume at the pool. At 2 o'clock, we had to postpone the oil wrestling for today, so we're gonna do it tomorrow. Probably here, main pavilion at 2 o'clock. As far as I know, it's the two Jesuses versus Pastor Craig and P. Kitty, and Reverend Stang versus Friday Jones and Susie the Floozy. Those are the. Those are the two grudge matches. There might be some other matches. If you want to oil wrestle someone, just let me know. Reverend Nikki, that's right, Reverend Nikki is the referee for the event. No holds barred, cage match. Well, maybe not. I'm trying to find some cages first, if I can. Then you should prepare for the ugly parade. Get your best clothes on and get ready for the ugly parade. And the king has already been picked. The king of the ugly parade, where is the man? Pastor Craig will be carried on the chair in the front for the ugly parade. There has not been a queen picked yet. I don't know if we will pick one. I don't want to actually like pick a queen as the ugly parade, but you know, I was thinking of whoever wants to volunteer, it's fine. Or we won't have one. It doesn't matter. Okay. The pastor, well, praise Pastor Craig. Now you understand. You understand why I'm wrestling his ass tomorrow. Because it needs to be done. Following the ugly parade, which is just a parade of weirdness, will be the Last Supper. There will only be 12 people invited to the Last Supper. And you only get invited to the Last Supper by buying a raffle ticket. We'll be raffling. The raffle tickets are $1. You buy them from Dr. Dinosaur, even though he probably doesn't know it until just now. I just made him the holder of the money. And we will draw at random the 12 people to join me for the Last Supper. And I believe it'll be holy sacraments of fish sticks and Yoo-Hoo. So your $1 will go to a good good thing. It's like you will be fed. What?
I think we should let him know. The Yoo-Hoo has been provided by me, and the people who drink it will immediately notice that on the bottom of the box it says expires July 5th, 1997. So this will be the last day for the Yoo-Hoo on Earth and the Last Supper for Jesus.
Now, following the Last Supper is, of course, the crucifixion, where we decide whether or not we crucify me or Bob. Last year, they picked Bob. This year,
Jesus.
You'll pick Bob. Right? Right? Okay. Okay. We are not sure. We are not sure where that's going to take place, but you'll know. You'll know. They'll be gambling for my clothes, and you get to, kick me and spit on me. It's a lot of fun for everyone. Following that, at about 8 o'clock after the crucifixion, over at the pavilion over there, not in here, but over there, there's a band, and sir, is that their name? Sir, I was going to say, they did not tell me their name yet. Surround. We're going to put on a kick-ass show with naked dancing women, lights, and great music, from what I understand. They've got a real kick-ass sound system. In fact, we're starting it so early because we're afraid that it may get shut down if we do it any later. After the band, just haul back over here for the X-Day Drill dance party with DJ Ivan Stang in the house. DJ Stang has put together a collection of X-Day songs that aren't actually Subgenius songs. They're just Hendrix, who else? There's a lot of Subgenius stuff, right, because there's... never mind. There's some Bill T. Miller. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. But anyway, that's going to be at 9:30, and then there'll be ranting and music and festivities for the rest of the night. Listen to your radio stations, 91.9 WBOB or 90.5. Is that right? That's the other one? 90.5 or Kill Me. Those are the two stations. They'll both have information. They both have music. The one difference is 90.5 will be going on 24 hours. So if you need to nurse that hangover or whatever you need to do at 4 in the morning, you can turn on or Kill Me, and it'll be there. That's all I have.
Praise oh, Lord.
Me, praise Bob.
Lord. Yeah. I understand. Now, last year we had how many dues, how many paying X-Day drillees?
About 70, 75.
75, and what's the count at
now? About 125. Yeah. About 125. And we stopped registration at 4 o'clock, and I've seen a lot more people roll in, so I'll bet you it's even higher than that.
A higher body count, friends. Yeah. We're going to shoot for 1,000 people for the real X-Day, so to speak.
all we need.
That's right.
Yeah.
It'll. Oh, by the way, does do we have enough of the fake pills or warhead candies that we use for
Did Lou bring the pills?
Lou has disappeared. Lou Duche has rescued a dog or something. Oh, why, Pope Lilith, you look like you're dressed up to rap. Do you have it, man?
Whoa.
Friends, Pope S. Lilith has been a subgenius as long as just about anybody here. Old hour Slack listener, once from Dallas, been through a lot in the name of Bob. And let's see. Oh, look at the special microphones. I've noticed that before.
Here. I'll give you this.
Go P-Lil.
Actually, you can do it from up here is a little better because that way you can pound the pulpit, you see.
Well, yeah, there's some pounding that's going to happen. It's a little hot up here. Okay, just to get started here, excuse my voice. I do have a terrible, terrible illness. It's not contagious. Don't worry. Stay where you're at. If there's anyone with sensitive sensibilities, I recommend that you please leave immediately. Because I have some very dire news that may cause some of you to be a little upset once you finish hearing it. So I'm giving you one chance to get the hell out of here if you gotta. Good. Look at this crowd. I like this. Not a person is left. You've got guts, people. Bring it on. All right. Now, of course, we've got this wonderful Bob here to keep the spirits among us. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to tell you this, Bob himself is here, now, in Brushwood. I have no idea where he's staying. As far as I know, he's dug himself a hole and has crawled into it, and is just waiting for the right moment to crawl out of it and make his appearance known to all of us. However, I did hear something coming out of that pit while I was setting up the new wing to my temple out over in the woods. It was rather disturbing. I was just simply tightening a line. When all of a sudden I heard this voice screaming from, who knows? No one else heard it, but it was very unnerving. It went like this. No, Bob, no matter what you do, you can't let go, Bob. No, I know it's my dick, Bob, but you've got to hold on to my dick, Bob. If you let go of my dick, I'm going to go into the pit. I'm going to fall and I'm going to burn. No, Bob, you can't let go. Now, mind you, at this point, I was pretty unnerved by what I was hearing, but that doesn't even come close to what happened next. Oh, Bob, no, let go, no. Bob, what are you doing, Bob? Bob, stop moving your hand back and forth, Bob. No, Bob, calm yourself down, Bob. If I get off, your hand's going to get slippery. I'm going to fall into the pit, Bob. No. That, my friend, I'm sure was probably the best hand job a person could have had for $30. But it's not worth it. Watch yourselves, friends. You might be next. Now to reprise some old material that some of you may have seen before. Now, our good friend here, J.R. Bob Dobbs, as you're well aware, pretty much merged the concepts of religion and sales back in 1953 when he founded this glorious church of ours. But the thing is, he wasn't doing anything original. He was simply pointing out the obvious, my friends. Religion has always been about sales. Always. 20,000 years ago, for example, our ancestors, when they needed rain, did not drive out to Starwood. No, my friends, when they needed rain, they took their fattest sheep, they slit it open from neck to butt, they threw it onto a fire, and they made a humble prayer to a rain god that the rain might fall down and water their crops. It was just simply a financial transaction. One sheep or one cloud full of rain. Simple deal. But then things started getting a little more advanced. You started seeing a checking account sort of system come up. All you have to do is make regular deposits and sacrifices, bring in another fat sheep now and then, throw it on the fire. Don't worry about making a prayer now. Wait until a rainy day comes up. Then you could just make a prayer at the point. At that point, don't worry about a sacrifice. You're covered. As long as you're not overdrawn, of course. Then after that, they came upon the religious concept of credit. All you had to do was just make sure that your credit was good with your Savior, and you would be all right in times of need. Well, we all know what happens whenever you get involved with credit, right? You wind up fucking broke within 6 months of getting your first credit card, and you find yourself having to look at working at a job. Yes! Yes, that's right. This whole concept of religious credit is the downfall of all these human scum.
Who wants downfall when you can get a windfall?
Oh, yes, dear friends. That's the wonderful thing about this religion now, isn't it, Pope Fred? Because in this religion, we don't have to work for our beliefs. We can buy from our beliefs. We can sell our beliefs. We can do any goddamn thing we want to with our beliefs, and we can come out ahead. Now, there's a little thing I should let you know. I can't let off too much because, after all, I'm not just a preacher. I am a spiritual stockbroker. And if I gave away too many secrets, I wouldn't make any more money on my advice, you understand. But it's very important for you to understand this very simple concept. If you really want to get ahead in this church, diversify your stock. Don't just sit there and pussyfoot around with one single deity who may or may not even help you when your time of need comes. Start worshiping every deity you run across. Worship every deity that you can. Jehovah One, Eris, Gabrofran, Nudu, Narnini, Chillcat, Jimmy, Mo, Bob. God worship them, friends. Come out now. Pick your portfolio and be rich like gods in this lifetime. Praise Bob! Praise Bob!
Greetings, dear friends. St. Andrew Cassidy from the Chicago Clench, the fastest growing clench in the world. I've been doing a lot of thinking recently, and I've been taking a look at where I stand in the scheme of things. I look at the fact that there is only one more year until X Day. That's 365 days for those of you who are too slackful to do the math. That's not that long. It seems like only yesterday when I was walking this very stage. These drills are amazing things. It's a damn rare thing when two Yeti can get together and stand to be around each other for more than 5 minutes, let alone for 3 days. Benjamin Franklin once said that fish and visitors smell after 3 days. How much more for the Yeti stench? Sometimes we don't even have to be around each other physically before each other's stench starts twitching our nostril hairs. For a good example of this, take a look at Alt Slack. How many Alt Slackers do we have here? Sound off! All right. You'll find Yeti on there who can't stand to read each other's words. And irritation leads to hate. And hate is what this church is really all about, isn't it, dear friends? And I'm not here to try and ask for all of us to get lovey-dovey and start stroking each other. If you want that, go join the pagans. However, knowing full well of our impending Salvation Day, the conspiracy is no doubt monitoring our activities and our morale. What do they see? Oh, so-and-so called me a dirty name. What's-his-face didn't agree with me. That person over there told me to shut up. And it wasn't Nenslow. I feel so offended. Stop. Nobody loves me. This wasn't the 12-step support group that I thought it would be. Again, if you want that, go join the pagans. We're here for hate. Start smoking frop, not just conspiracy pot. Now, the conspiracy sees us and knows full well that they are safe. Why? Because our hate has become diluted by petty concerns. We've turned our hate fully against each other sometimes, instead of against the conspiracy for where it belongs. Now, I ain't saying I want to become butt buddies with any of you. I ain't sure. But it shames me to think that our Yeti pride and joy, our hatred of the normals, has been deflected from what should be its true target. Because of thin-skinned human feelings. Now, I know some of you can't help it. You were brought up by human foster parents. That's understandable. But let's get back to hate. Pure hatred for the conspiracy, for that is the purest form of love for J.R. Bob Dobbs. Pure hatred is the purest form of love. It's not just in my SIG file because it's a catchy phrase. Now that we're nearing the great liberation, the great exodus, it's the only logical conclusion. But unlike Moses was for the Jews, Bob will not take you unconditionally. That piece of cardboard that got you the discount in here, that's just little more than a receipt for reservations on the X's saucers. You do not have a guaranteed seat. You do not have a guaranteed seat on those saucers. You have reservations. All right, look at yourselves. Do you think that Bob will find you worthy to be on those saucers? Do you hate enough to be on those saucers? You better. I've been finding myself, sometimes I feel like I should be slacking off, like, oh, there's only 365 more days. Maybe if I kind of lay back and play it cool, I'll make it to X Day and then the fun stuff will happen. And that's when I catch myself and I have to start hating more, because I want my seat on that saucer. I want to be seen in the eyes of J.R. Bob Dobbs to be worthy of that seat. You may have paid, but you don't. All right. However, now, so I've got a proposition for y'all, because I don't want to be slacking in that way. I want to be slacking off in pure hatred. I want each of and every one of you to hate more than me, because that will make me work harder to hate more than you, and maybe then I'll get my seat on the saucer instead of you. So let's hear it. Start it up. Hate! Let me hear you say it. Sound off like you mean it. Hate! 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 I want y'all to make it on board those saucers! But Bob doesn't want no namby-pamby. Love thy neighbor with a bowl full of cherries and whipped cream. Hey! Keep it going! Hey! 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 I want you all to be transformed into your true selves, into overmen and overwomen, and live forever in spasmorgasmical slack. Sound off! Hate! 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 I want you all to enter a new era where all of us are free from the pink clutches of the conspiracy, and we sit at the right hand of J.R. Bob Dobbs. Let me feel it, brothers and sisters. Hate, hate, hate. I want you all to be there when the prophecies are fulfilled and our souls will be put aside for the rest of the harvest of the elder gods. Hate. Keep it going, you bastards. I'm hating more than you. I'm hating more than you. I got the seat. Come on, you fuckers. Hate. The subgenius must have slack. And for us to have slack, we must hate the conspiracy. In that way, we shall be saved and our kind shall triumph. One subgenius, one heartbeat, 100 subgeni, one heartbeat, 1,000,000 subgeni, one heartbeat. Yay! Praise God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have a miracle here tonight. Susie, would you come up here and help me out here, hon? Yes, we had a miracle happen. Ladies and gentlemen, no one has to die. We have a death already, for Bob has provided a sacrifice.
A sacrifice. Look! It has shit out its own intestines in death. Yes. Spike, come up here. I need your testimony. You discovered the rat. How did you discover this rat, my friend?
Well, its air of pinkness overwhelms me. As Popus Lilith von Frommensch beat me over the head, I was overwhelmed with the power of Bob, and I had to smite out its pinkness. I had to kill this vermin for Bob. Praise Bob! Kill the vermin! Kill the humans! Kill the pigs! By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Spike Jones here was talking about my correctional phrenology practice. You read about it in the track. It is for real. I do have the blunt instruments. If you have a problem, come to me. Perhaps you just have a little dent in your head that needs to be raised up, and I can help you. Come to my tent out in the woods if you need my correctional phrenology services. Thank you very much.
And I feel so much better now.
Did I, sometimes I wonder, you know, just,
but, you know, sometimes I think, but, you know, do the pinks really have to die? It's not really their fault, but can't we just understand each other? Can't we just all get along? If we want to stomp out their beliefs by stomping out their lives, doesn't that make us just as bad as them?
No! Because we are better than them! We're not smarter, we're not richer, we're not more cool, we're just simply better! Because we have that man J.R. Bob Dobbs and they don't! And that's all we need to hate! Fame.
Now, kill, they say. Well, I don't practice what I preach because I'm not the kind of man I'm preaching to, as Bob said, and I hope you aren't either. Which means you get to live and they get to die. Somebody has to decide. The sad thing is somebody has to decide who's really a subgenius and who's just a pink. And, you know, I'm sure everybody here has got somebody there thinking, God, I can't believe that one guy over there is such a pink. But who shall decide? Who shall judge? Who shall judge? Bob has judged. Bob has judged by virtue of who has sent in their fucking $30. Prices may change at any time. So, you guys can all talk about how we're going to kill this human or kill that human. Have you paid? Or are you just as pink to Bob Dobb? I'll tell you, my first and primary wife, someone else, refuses to pay her $30. As a matter of principle, she says. A matter of principle, huh? Because, just because she supported my ass for the first 10 years of church, well, less. One of those 10 years of the church's existence, just because without pay she did the mail order and stuff for a long, long time, just because we might as well have sunk thousands and thousands of dollars out of her hard work working for the conspiracy into the Church of Subgenius. Sorry. $30 or no escape vessel ticket. But I don't want to harp on that, actually.
How about your kids? We must sacrifice.
My kids can fucking die with the rest of them. If they don't want to spend, they're old enough, they've got jobs, they make better money than I do. That video camera over there belongs to my son, not me. But he can't afford $30 for Bob.
What?
That's right. My own son, I'm sorry. Well, you know how kids rebel.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right now, come on now. That's all real cute, saying we're going to kill all the pigs. But...
Well, that's true. It did Abraham not take the knife? He was about to drive it right into the boy's heart, because God told him to.
Well, that's the same thing holds true today. Jehovah One is just as badass now as he was in the First Testament. Back in the day. Hey, what are you doing there heckling about, Dr. Legume?
Yeah, you're talking about tough old Jehovah One. He backed down to me today, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, Yes, Jehovah. Yeah, that's right. Thanks to... I saw some kook with a cloud buster down the road. He's the one that stopped the rain. Give me a break, man. No, it was the kook with the cloud buster. Well, listen, I'm all hated out. I don't have any hate left. God damn it. I should be replaced. I should. I should be fucking replaced. I don't have enough hate. I've got too much slack, I guess. But too much is always better than not enough. Come on! I'm the one who's standing up here needing to be replaced!
But Stan, we fucking hate you!
Well, step right up!
We'll fucking
hate us
back, you
motherfucker! Here you go, down! You put your money where your mouth is!
Excuse me, I don't know about all this, I don't got no education or nothing, I don't even know how to spell the word subgenius, but I just wanted to tell you all that if you come up to the stage a little closer, come on, come up here. Yeah, I'm gonna pee on.
Protect you. Praise Bob.